Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, Esties? Welcome to Pillows and Beer. I'm Craig Conover, coming to you from Charleston, South Carolina, joined with Austin and Nick. What's up, guys?
What's up, Craig?
Oh man, I guess that bridge over New Year's is my the last 3 days of have just been like my days off, I guess. Haven't been using my phone, haven't been doing much. It's a weird feeling. I don't love it that much. I loved it in the moment, but I don't know. Good to be back.
Wait, and what don't you love that much? Going dark or?
Well, it's just what I mean, that used to be my life. Like, you know, I didn't have that much structure. And if I woke up that day and felt like doing shit, I would do it. But, you know, it was fun. Like, I'm glad. And of course, the gym is the savior. And I know that gets annoying, but we're back to normal because we went to the gym the last 2 days. But we basically, like, Sierra visited. She surprised us on New Year's Eve. And then after our New Year's Eve party, which we can talk about, we just made a pillow fort basically in the living room and no one left for like 2 days, which was great. We watched an entire season of Love Island Australia, which I guess I'm a Love Island guy now, but I feel like I wouldn't like anyone else because I like my Love Island people.
Who are your Love Island people?
Like season five, Love Island Australia, the cast of season five. Have you guys ever watched Love Island?
Is that the girl talking about the moon?
No.
I watched the UK version, a couple episodes of it, sure? Because Whitney told me it was like, Whitney told me it was the most perfectly executed reality TV show that's ever been made. And really, that was pretty high praise coming from someone like Whitney, who probably thinks that all reality TV is dumb and vapid and trash. And he created our show.
I would love to be a producer on it. I think I'd be really good at it. Yeah, it's phenomenal. The twists and turns at first, like, you'll put your guard up being a reality TV person, and then you just embrace it. And you're like, this is the most ridiculous. Like, they do it in a way that it's not, the people that you already have feelings for aren't like doing things that disappoint you or are malicious. Like, you're just like, okay, I've accepted that these people can do you embrace the people for who they are. And then you get behind it where you're like, okay, if I was to root for like a villain, like, you are my perfect villain. And they're not villains, but they just, it's not the real world. Like, you know, you basically have to choose whether to stay with the person that you've been talking to for a few days or like the really hot person that just came through the door, and they choose the latter all the time, or the really hot person that comes through the door gets to choose who they're with. So like, you could be coupled up with a girl like, you know, Jessica, and you guys could be like, we're endgame. But if this guy, Ryan, comes through the door, he gets to pick who he's with. So if he picks Jessica, she has to sleep in his bed. And you're like single now.
They have to sleep in bed together?
Yeah. And so sometimes someone will go sleep on the day bed, like if once the game gets going really far. But like, you could just be like, yeah, actually, like, you could go on a date away from everyone and away from, like, you know, a couple cameras, and like the new girl, and then come back and they tell the girl that you've been with. They're like, all right, I guess you're going home. Austin coupled up with a new girl. Like, it's okay. Wild.
So then if the hypothetical guy, I forget what you call them, you know, Ryan, if Ryan even rolls in and says, Jessica can't protest. She like, no. Can't say no. She's got to go.
You're like, the only thing they can do. Well, and like, sometimes they'll stay in the house, but the only thing that she can do is during their initial chat, be like, I'm completely closed off. And so if you pick me, like, there's no point in you doing that, because as soon as I get a chance in a recoupling, I'm going to go back to my guy. But you right. don't know if your guy's still going to be there or not. And what happens is they'll be like, well, I might be kind of open to it. Because, I mean, they've only been together for like a couple days.
Right. So do you get anything? Right. Do you
that's
like win
the
this
smart
show?
Way to play it. And that's the yeah. smart way to play it, Craig. I mean, it has to be. You can't just choose your undying love and devotion or whatever to one person, because you don't know if they're doing that same thing or like if they've moved on. And just like you said, it's a couple of days.
Well, yeah. And karma comes back, and like one girl kind of does that. And obviously I was like, man, fuck this girl. And Paige is like, shut up, Craig. Like, she's great. She's just playing the game. I'm telling her about our Love Island. I'm a fan now.
Did she just poke her head upstairs?
Yeah. Well, our cleaning lady's here, so she's laying on the floor next to us now. Like Paige.
Yeah. Wait. The cleaning lady's on the floor next to you? Yeah. So the cleaning lady's lying there next to you? I mean...
Anyway, I think the only way to watch it is once it's all the way out so you can binge it. Like, we had to watch the finale on a VPN.
And like, you just streamed it to your TV?
No, I couldn't get past like the firewall that they had up, so we just put the laptop propped up on the table and watched.
Dude, speaking of karma, we're going to take a quick commercial break. A little bit today in the gym, you, me, and Paige were talking about the Salt Lake reunion. I feel like Paige should weigh in on this. Can she hear?
She can't hear you. I can ask her, though.
Okay. So the woman, Monica, who was running the fake account about all of, no, not the fake account, who was running, you know, the account.
See, to me, it's posted. Juicy Campus. Was that around when you were there in college?
Yeah. Craig, dude, you and I are the same age.
That's right.
And she posted something today saying that, you know, karma's a bitch and that she totally believes in karma, because now this woman, Monica's best friend, is like, you know, posting all the tea about her. And so we're all talking about this today at the gym. So what do you take of this, Craig?
Wait, Monica's best friend is posting about her now?
Now Monica's best, or well, what Monica said was her, you know, best friend, man. She was coming over, and I mean, their kids were best friends and they spent holidays together and all this stuff. And now that woman is, you know, posting all the things, and she has like a folder's worth of dirt on Monica, and Monica's basically just prepping everyone. She was like, so just to prep you all, for the next few months, things are about to come out like repeatedly, you know, about me. So basically exactly what she did on the, what's the name of it? You know, Von Teese.
Well, yeah, that's why these things are so stupid, because everyone has dirt, and that's why receipts are stupid. No one is perfect. We all have been on this earth a long time, and everyone behind closed doors, like, they don't act like this, like the politically correct shit is so stupid because it's not real. There's a way to be respectful about people, but having perfect language and acting like this perfect person on book isn't real. And so, of course, Monica, someone has a whole book. I don't know where Austin just ran off to. I love when he does this. What was that?
My TV volume just, you know, and unpaused or something. I had paused it when I came in here, and then it just...
Oh, that's fine.
I was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, I was just saying, like, the reason that you don't run your mouth and spread gossip and rumors and tell everyone's business, like when we were in high school, is because then someone would do it to you. And so what social media has added is this, like, this screen to hide behind. And that's why it's kind of fucked up. And so now that the screen has been taken down, it's like, well, yeah, like you're not like, no one's perfect. Like if I started to, like, that's why I try to stay out of shit. If I ran my mouth about everyone on the internet, like people would be like, well, I remember back in like, you know, college, right. You did something like, and you'd be like, wow, that's, I hate that that came up.
Right. I mean, I see, you know, lots of other shows and cast members are always kind of freaking commenting about what is happening in the episode and long, you know, winded paragraphs and stuff. And I'm like, no, because that is a dark rabbit hole to go down. And that whole thing to me was just incredibly, you know, shocking. And now it's coming around. Of course it's coming around. And like, you wonder what sort of like random tea is about to be spilled. And
yeah, I think receipts are only good
and shutters
for a couple of things. If someone lies about something, it's great to have receipts. It's just like in the courtroom, it's called impeachment. Or if you like have inconsistent behavior, or like if you're, you know, preaching about something that like you used to do, great. But to just proactively try to ruin people's lives on the internet is one of the scummiest things that you can do. And my take on this is that it's not for our shows. Like that, what she did fits perfectly in like Love Island or something where they bring in random people that no one knows. Our shows are about groups of friends. And sure, sometimes people get brought in that you might not know that well, but it is still pretty damn authentic. And to bring in someone like her who infiltrated the system, that doesn't fit our formula because it's not like a challenge game, you know, like we're not going to dinner to do what they had to do on their finale. You know, I think that the cast of Salt Lake City is owed an apology by someone, and they, I mean, I don't want to get too deep into it, but like, that's just not, like, we're supposed to be going on vacation with friends, but I guess they thought it was their friend. So,
yeah,
whose fault is it?
I think you're right. I think you're right on this, Craig. I mean, to have someone come in like that. Oof. Yeah. I mean, heads would roll. I mean, you better believe that I freaking texted Lisa, by the way, Craig, and she enlightened me a little bit on the topic, but I'm not going to, you know, divulge what she said, but yeah, you know, she said that the reunion was, you know, messy, let's just say.
Yeah, I, you know, look, it's great television. It's great for that one instance. I just don't want it to become a habit. That's all. Maybe like, I don't want Ryan to walk through the door on every one of our shows. Like we have enough drama
In
our friend groups. We don't need someone.
You're like, hey, let's just, man, hire someone to fuck it all up and to, like, to spill tea and yeah.
Now look, to everyone's credit, like
pretty close. To
it doesn't sound like anyone really knew. You know, I think she was really kind of covert about the whole thing.
I just remember when she was hired, I reached out to someone and was like, wait a minute. So this woman was Jen's assistant, and you know, was she on the show last year or the year before? No. Okay. So she got cast this year just because she was Jen's assistant, which I'm guessing that, you know, they cast her so that she could spill just like a whole bunch of tea about Jen or something. And I was like, Wow, that is an interesting, you know, hire to, you know, specifically hire someone just to get tea on a cast member that's already in prison.
Yeah, Sierra and Paige made me watch it last night because I was like, I don't know if I'll be able to handle this. I was like, I'm just going to get mad. But I watched it, and her excuse is, I would do it. I did the account. You know, she says that it wasn't just her. She says that the account had many contributors. But she said that the main purpose of her getting involved was to take down Jen. And so she stays true to, I would do it again because Jen needed to be taken down. The problem, but then she says, you know, her cast members caught some stray bullets, like there was collateral damage. And the reason that, and Austin and Nick, you know, like we don't usually talk about Bravo or Bravo people because we're going to see them at BravoCon and stuff. So we're really just talking about her actions on this. And I saw some of the, you know, because we're friends with other ladies. I saw some of the stuff that was written on that Instagram account, and it's despicable, nasty, nasty. Like, you shouldn't, it's just not, it has no place in society. It's not fun gossip. It's dirty. Like, it's really right. dirty. And if it was guys on that show, if Monica was a guy and that happened with a bunch of guys at dinner, they would have gotten the shit beat out of them. Like, 1,000%. Like, if that was Shep and we found out that Shep's been running some account that talks about our parents right. and shit, like, right. we would have just walked over and beat the shit out of them. And that's why I felt bad for the cast of Salt Lake City, is because they were very fired up. Rightfully so. At one point, the one girl had a vase in her hand, like a flower vase, and like you could tell she wanted to throw it at the girl. And I was like, here's the problem. They put those cast members in a place where I thought Lisa was going to punch her at one point, which obviously on Bravo has never been an issue, but I guess now they don't want that happening. But then I was like, you can't get mad at Lisa for punching this bitch.
I mean, dude, on our finale tonight, I never wanted to so bad, you know, but I didn't, because I was like, you don't do that. You don't do that. No matter how far that you get pushed, you don't do that. No yeah. fisticuffs.
I don't know what would have happened if I was still there, but I'm glad I was gone, and it was your guys' thing to work through.
It wasn't, but yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah. And Shep had walked out, and Whitney was just kind of sitting there. But yeah.
But the Monica, I mean, the Monica stuff is like, yeah, I'm going to watch the reunion. That's the catch 22 is,
right. You know, you just called it, you know, despicable behavior, but now you're basically calling it must watch TV.
Yeah. Well, because it is, I mean, yeah. dude, you got to watch it. It's so silly, but it's funny because the camera is like on the ground, you know, how the guys like rest their cameras down and it's rolling and you see like the footsteps run past it. And he had like grabs his rig and he's like, oh God. And he like grabs the camera.
Shit, it's happening.
And then the producer's like knocking on the door at first. And then you hear like a higher up producer be like, just go in the fucking door, just open the door. And so they open the door and, then they do. So like spoiler alert, but I can tell you guys, so Heather gets this phone call from like her source that's like, look, this account is what you guys suspected. Like, it's this girl, like we ran the phone number or whatever. And so then it cuts to the dinner that they all have, and they're all like around this dinner table. I don't know why I got chills. It's funny. And then they cut from the dinner that was 4 hours later to 2 hours before. And they have like this mafia meeting on the beach. And Heather's like, I have to tell you guys something. And all the women are like, just tell us what, like, this looks really bad. Now you're freaking us out. In my head, I'd be like, am I going to jail? Like, right. does someone right, have right. cancer?
Oh my God. And for all of those out there, that are not on a reality television show, like what Craig just said is so spot on. It's like, you never know, especially if it's a finale, like you never know what is about to be thrown out there. So like you're on edge the whole time. So if someone kind of calls like a meeting, you're like, please don't be about me. Please don't be about
yeah,
me.
Yeah. You're oh, like, God. Is my oh, husband God. Having oh, an affair? Oh, cause right. she's like, right. she's like, guys, because this changes never, everything. She's like, right. this changes everything. And you could tell the girls are like,
you never
all right.
know what someone has been holding on to all season to drop at the finale. You just never know. Okay.
So or if it, yeah, it just came out. So then she tells them, and I was like, I'm going to be able to tell from their reaction how bad this is. And she tells them, and you can tell the women's face are like that. It's as crazy as you would think. Like there's no, like the amount of betrayal that happens in that moment. Cause like, this is an account that they've dealt with for years.
Right.
Like that's caused right, a lot right. of problems in their life.
I mean, I've never, you know, heard of it before. It
it's a smaller
didn't
account.
Have that many followers. Right. But if the things that the account was saying, you know, even had like a little validity to them, then that would be a huge thorn and pain in the side. And you're like, how does this account know this?
You still have to deal with, like, even if it's not true, then you have to address it and it becomes a rumor around town. And the amount of, I think, like, dirtiness and betrayal that they felt that this lady has been, like, on vacation with them. Like, they let her in. They were like, it was like her birthday. And meanwhile, they're like,
It was her birthday?
Yeah, something like that. And so then they end up.
Bravo's just hitting home run after home run.
I think Lisa's like, we need you to leave. And she gets up from the dinner table and leaves. But she fights hard. I mean, it's an ugly fight. Like, it's you know, she resorts to name calling, which, you know, all happens in the game. And it's funny because we play it safe on here a lot. But, like, this is just, we're just commenting on what we saw. And it's happening in Bermuda, which, where me and Austin and Shep had a funny weekend.
That's
with the
true.
PGA during COVID.
Yeah. I just wonder if this woman would, like, if she thought that she was just going to get, like, away with it, or if she was going to plan on dropping it at some point, like, oh, and by the way, I am, you know, Gossip Girl or whatever. And
yeah, I didn't know that that's what Gossip Girl was about, which is funny because they bring that.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
So you raise a good
snitch is in the group dropping all of their gossip in real time. And you're like, how the hell? And so if you're one of the girls that's on the show, you're probably, like, you know, pointing fingers at producers and pointing fingers at all the wrong people, right? At all the
wrong
people.
Well, that's what happens.
Like, maybe they're a makeup artist, or maybe like a, you know, that person.
All of that is included. It was the hair and makeup artist that is involved, that eventually comes clean. It is them accusing another cast member and her getting really upset because she's like, I didn't fucking do that. And, like, the Monica girl's like trying to, she basically stops being able to keep track of all the, like, curves, but then she gets a little braggadocious with it because they're like, you'll see if you watch the flashback, she's like, I mean, I don't think it's that bad. Like, when someone's talking about the account and, like, they all start to put together, like, the pieces, she's like, oh, I don't think it's that bad.
And then I have a question too about the account. Did she leave, like, little, you know, breadcrumbs where, like, she was talking shit about, you know, herself as well, so that they didn't know that it was her? Or was she just, like, the only one that wasn't mentioned in this whole T account?
No, she would say that, like, she just got a DM from the account and be like, well, yeah, that account. Like, she claimed, like, communication with the account or something. But then, like, the only receipts that were kind of, like, laughable, but, like, whatever, who cares, where she's like, every single one of you has, like, written ha ha back to something I've posted, or, like, you know, been like, yeah, get that bitch, and, like, you're like, okay, whatever.
Jeez, tearing them apart from the inside, turning girls on each other. I mean, you know, the thing about one of these shows is that the show is, you know, like a fraternity or sorority for the housewives, and you want to think that, like, you have each other's backs a little bit at, like, the end of the day. I mean, of course there's drama, and, you know, you can have, you know, beef with someone and this and that, but at the end of the day, that nobody within that fraternity or sorority would ever, you know, do that, which is why it's such a huge bomb.
Well, that's my favorite part of it is the rest of the cast members, there's not a single break in, like, being on the same side. Like, there's not one person, like, let's hear, like, that even says something stupid. Like, every single cast member, like, no matter how much they don't like each other, is, like, starts to go to one side of the table. And they're all just taking turns being, like, you can tell they're in, like, utter shock. And, like, everyone's just like, this isn't what we fucking do. Like, we're actually friends, even though, like, at the end of the day, like, we're all friends. And like, now I didn't understand I think the one lady was mad at her for what she leaked about Jen. I didn't understand that part because I hadn't watched before. I really just understood the stray bullet ones, like the stuff that she would write about, like Lisa, Whitney, and Meredith, and like, and the other one. But apparently, I think Heather was just like, I don't know. They like accused this lady of like doing drive-bys and like videoing all of them. Dude, and like,
let's just say that I've heard that too. Yeah, I've heard that she did drive-bys and all the things. And then I just saw something too saying that in 2021, Jen Shah delivered a cease and desist to, I'm not sure if it was to, you know, Monica, but it was to, you know, Reality Vontese. And she sent a cease and desist, kind of like, you know, hinting like, hey, I know it's you that's running it, so stop your shit now. And so that just popped up.
But did it? I don't think anyone else knew about it, or like,
maybe not.
Or is this after Jen was in jail?
I think so. I mean, and then Jen's rebuttal.
Sorry, Austin.
The
Giggly Squad
paid my bills. She said Giggly Squad pays her bills. Sorry, Austin. Fair
enough. That's okay.
She said,
where is it?
That
is.
So.
Yeah, jeez.
So, but remember. Us,
you and I never dive in on Bravo shows, and you know, I mean, this one just kind of rocked.
No, but this is the Bravoverse. If we want to check out the TikTok being made behind me, now you just see the butt. I mean, look, I wouldn't be comfortable doing a panel with this person at BravoCon because of like, I think it's out of bounds what they did.
Yeah, I mean. Those sorts of people are dangerous who will do and say, you know, anything for platform or for, you know, and it's like, you have to remember that it's like a show about friends first and foremost, like a group of friends in some sort of way, not like, and you can't have like a group of friends and trust someone and bring them here and bring them into your home and to dinner and lunch and to go on vacation. And then to find out that that person is just like a mole. That is.
Let's take a quick break from this, and Paige is going to hop on when we get back. Huge. Wait, no. So Paige could hear everything that we were saying.
Okay.
Grab that. And she said now she wants to say her take on it.
Okay. Juicy.
Okay. Here's how I feel. As a lover of reality TV, and someone who watches Bravo still.
No, hold on. We don't hear anything. Oh. All right, do it again.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Now okay. You should be able to hear.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep.
Okay. As someone that loves reality TV and watches Bravo while being on Bravo, which can fuck with my own brain. As a viewer, of course I loved the episode. Of course I loved watching someone like get outed for having this secret Instagram account and like doing all this gossip. As someone on a reality TV show, scared the shit out of me. Not because I was like, oh my God, someone can come in and like say all of your secrets, but because there are these legit internet trolls that will make up anything and infiltrate anywhere and are so good at like using people and like social climbing and doing all of these things that like could legitimately destroy your life just to get on TV. And we don't do it to be on TV. We do it because like, it happened to fall in our lap. These are our real friends. It is our real life. So it scares me that it would be like compromised. And then it's like, now we ruined reality TV.
Well, because it's not real. And two things, if you could, it's not about like, if she wanted to come on television and say all the shit that she tweeted about, fine, because then totally. Everyone has to address it, and you have yeah. your friends there to be like, totally. Jeremy never had an affair with a guy. Right. Like, right. what are you talking right. about?
Just do it at dinner. Don't do it on the internet.
But to sit back and do it and then somehow figure out a way to actually affect people's lives, you know. It's
scary.
Did we have the story kind well of said. Right?
Yeah. No, you had it right.
It was wild. But see, Austin was like, but like you said, it's can't watch TV. And I was like,
I like now I've switched. Like, I love Housewives. I do. But sometimes it's like so, like that episode was like kind of dark. Like, sometimes it gets dark and I'm like, I watch it to escape my real life. When it gets heavier than my real life, that's why like I love Love Island. Because they're just like in bathing suits. They're hot. They're making out. They're like, it's just fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit. The Salt Lake one certainly turned very dark, it seems. Yeah. I mean, I feel like every show page goes through that, right? I mean, wouldn't you say that, you know, Summer House season, I mean, I don't know, six or something, you know, was dark. And, you know, for us, man, season seven five, was pretty dark.
It was dark. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then you kind of like then you do come out on the other side. The, what I'm like, can't wait to see is like if they bring her back, because it would, it's, I mean, the cast would have to forgive her, because who would she film with?
Yeah, like she'd have to have an apology and be like, I'm sorry to everyone. Because if not, I'd be like, this isn't real.
I saw this take, by the way. I saw this take where, I don't remember which one of the Bravo accounts, you know, posted it, but it was like, this is a tale as old as time. It was like the fringe housewives who are trying to secure their spot will film with her so that they can secure their spot. And then it's like, it is a tale as old as, you know, housewives time.
Yeah.
So that true.
I mean, look, it was a great episode. They have a great season. It was a great, they did a great
what
job.
What was her role the rest of the season?
See, I am not like fully tuned in with every episode of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So I don't really know. I have watched a few episodes, and she like has a very tumultuous relationship with her mom. She doesn't get along with all the girls by any means. But she did seem like very, like she was a truth teller, like, oh, I'll just say it how it is. But then to find out like it's online. It's
which,
like,
and there's nothing wrong. That's great to have, like the truth
great
teller.
Great to have.
But
you need it.
It was the hiding behind the curtain of an online account, I think.
Sure.
Which probably fucked with their heads. You can tell in their heads that they're just like, wait, this is the lady that's because, living like, in also, our house look, right now.
I love gossip. So, of course, I love reading gossip. I'm not going to act like I don't. But when I read it, I also have enough awareness to be like, okay, obviously this whole thing isn't true. And like, a part of this can be true. And also like, none of this could be true. Like, but people don't read gossip, I feel like, with a grain of salt. Like, they just take it as Bible because it's on the internet. And it's just like, okay, it's just like fun and stupid.
Like, you read it as fan fiction.
No, I like some of my favorite thing is reading fan fiction on myself. Like, I love people's theories because I also love conspiracy theories. So like when I read them, I'm like, I could see how they got there. But like, obviously that's not fucking true at all. But I could see like how their brain went there.
Paige, you read your fan fiction conspiracy theories?
No, but I mean, like, sometimes I'll see something about myself and I'll just be like, what the fuck? Like, I never said that. Or, like, that is not what I did.
Right, right.
And I'm just like, but that's crazy.
I mean, it is tough that when people see what they see on the show, even, they just take it as, you know, gospel. If it didn't happen on the show, then it didn't actually happen
right,
in real life.
Right, it didn't happen. Or right. that, like, yeah, your only life is, like, when you're filming, and it's like, oh, that it's actually, like...
Well, that's what I'm always trying to put together. Right. And even watching Love Island, I was like, what is happening during the downtime? Or what was filmed that wasn't able to fit into this episode? Like, on that vacation, like, what was the fucking fallout where they had to, like... try to organize it. It was like, girls, we know that this is insane, but like, let's do it at dinner.
I also like watching those shows too. I like watching reality TV, being on reality TV, because I like seeing sometimes where you're like, okay, obviously a producer came in right at that moment and said something. So it's like fun to watch and know that you know what is like really happening. but
Paige, we okay, love Paige, you for popping for on. I love that you can only hear the gossip too long without talking. Should we announce your involvement in something else? What? In New York?
Trying to sell figures off my name, though?
Yes.
You owe me so much fucking money. It's not even crazy.
Why don't
you? If you want to tell the people, tell the people.
They love to see you.
Yeah, you can tell them.
Okay.
Well.
Hell of an intro.
Well, we've been waiting to tell you all, but Paige will be at our 4 o'clock New York show, joining us as a special guest.
This is going to be a hell of a matinee.
That's the fun about it, Paige. Austin told everyone in the world that later shows are always crazy, but you make it so that the early show.
I was super high, Paige. It was a stupid.
What the matinee, say? Austin said he was super high when he said that. The matinee is going to pop off. And what's wonderful is that people that already have tickets for our late show have probably the only guests that people will be just as excited to see other than Paige. And that's why I feel comfortable doing what we're doing.
And that's why we had to, you know, give them Paige at 4, because, you know, people that had maybe, you know, bought tickets to the 8 o'clock show were like, wait, shit. So people who are coming to the 4 o'clock show are going to get a wonderful, awesome surprise where we only hear about Giggly Squad, you know, five freaking times a live show.
Paige's name is only mentioned 10 times instead. No, we're super excited. We have two extremely strong and powerful guests in New York City. We're going to have so much fun with Paige at the matinee, and then we got to bring our A game again at 8 o'clock, and we can't wait to do both shows. Our Philly show is sold out. I think Boston might have a couple tickets left.
Yeah, no VIPs left for either show. Boston has a few left, but Philly might have like two. So, all
right,
it's gonna be a big week, boys, next week.
And then we still have all of New Year's and Christmas, a little bit more Christmas in Charleston to catch up on. The next episode, we've got, what's today? January 4th? Yep. I mean, what day of the week is it?
That's a Thursday.
Thursday. Oh, so next Tuesday we have Chicks in the Office from Barstool coming on the podcast, Rhea and Fran. We're very excited to reverse roles with them on here, only 3 years late.
I know. That was a really, really sweet text, by the way, because they are coming to Charleston in March, and they asked us if we wanted to come out and be a guest on theirs, and then Craig just threw it out there. He was like, hey, do you want to come and be? And they were like, it's about damn time, Craig. So they're anxious to jump on, and they're a lot of fun, as I'm sure that a lot of you know. It'll be a blast. Great, great first guest to have on in the new year. Other than Paige, of course, she just made a nice little cameo.
Yeah, the surprise cameos really kill it for us.
Lock her in that house, Craig.
Every year, just going to add a Christmas present.
Yeah, just make sure it's not like a Johnny Cash picture that no one can recognize.
I haven't told him yet. No, I haven't told him yet.
Stop.
Wait, it happened again.
You did it again? Craig.
All right, let's hear it, Paige.
Oh, guys. Okay. Here's what I've learned with Craig. He wants to get me stuff, and I love that quality in him. And I appreciate that he wants to be so thoughtful, and he wants to give me such a good Christmas. So I've started just texting, hey, I'm a size 7 in these. I love this piece of jewelry. Like, these are things that I think you should buy. But then he likes to add in, like, his own, you know, he thought of it, and he's really
excited.
Yeah,
like the Johnny Cash thing.
And I love that. So he gives me like my two presents that I picked out. I fucking love them. I'm so excited. Like, and he was like, okay, but now this is like your big gift. And I'm like, oh my God, like how is he going up from this? Like, what could he have possibly gotten? He goes, we are going to Cincinnati, Ohio. And now my face already is starting to be like, what in the fuck? Is in Craig. Cincinnati, Ohio. He's like, and we're going to the zoo, and yup, you guessed it, we're brushing a hippopotamus's teeth. I go, what the fuck? I thought he was having a stroke. I go, what are you saying to me?
I'm waiting for this huge, like, excitement.
Are you, like, so surprised? I go, yeah, because who the fuck has ever heard of that? What are you talking about? What are you
saying? He goes, he's just saying words.
He goes, what are
out
you,
of order.
Yeah. What are you talking
at this point,
about?
I think she's fucking with me because I'm like, said, what are you talking about?
You said on October 7th that you would fucking love to brush a hippopotamus' teeth.
You said, I want to brush a hippo's teeth one day in my life. I want to brush hippo's teeth.
Were we watching National Geographic? Had I just recently taken an edible? Like, right. What was the context that I said this?
She didn't even believe. She was like, I never in my life have.
Why Cincy, though, Craig? Why Cincy? Why Cincy?
That's the only place in the country that you can go feed hippos. So I'm going to pay extra money and just brush their teeth.
He called the zoo. He goes, we've never had a request for this. I think we could probably make it happen, but I'm not sure.
So I'm like,
show up with like a giant toothbrush. Like,
well, here's I'm doing this. My parents are around. I'm home, and they're like, oh wow, that's like, you know, strange requests. And I was like, I know, but I'm going to make it happen. And they're like, well, I get like, my mom's trying to figure out what you brush them with. I was like, none of that's important. Paige just really wants to brush a hippo's teeth. And then when I tell her, she's like, never in my life have I ever said that. And I was like, this isn't fucking happening. I wrote it down. I was like, I didn't just make up that you wanted to brush a hippo's teeth. And she's like, I mean, I guess we can go to Cincinnati and see the hippos.
Craig, that was very thoughtful of you.
It was extremely thoughtful.
I think so. So how did you give it to her? You just, you know, kind of delivered this speech just like a.
He basically just.
And we're going to. And
no,
she was
so.
Like, finally, we're going to St. Bart's. And he was like, Cincinnati, Ohio. To brush.
So
a hippo's teeth.
I gave her.
It was one of those moments where I was just like, what decisions in my life had I made that, like, I'm sitting here with this exact moment?
Well, I held up a hippo with his teeth out on my phone and said, does this mean anything to you? And she said.
Does this get you going? I was like, what is that?
And she's like, what is that? Like, is that a hippo? And I was like, yeah.
Does this mean anything to you?
So that's a little bit
here,
of a day in the life of me.
This is how I paced it, though. But then after she got her last present, are you wearing it?
Oh, yeah.
Which is a...
Then he got me this, like, I wanted this, like, sick vintage... I want, like, a really cool vintage rock. Like watch, but those are like so expensive. So I found this like bracelet
that is
like a watch. Like it
Rolex.
Just has the watch thing like part, but it's a bracelet.
From the 60s.
And it's cool. And it's like mini sized.
Yeah.
So okay. I followed up the hippos with that bracelet. Thank God.
Yeah.
Because you knew that
I picked it out.
The way that you wanted it to, Craig.
Craig just say stuff. Like, I just say stuff throughout the year. And in my head, I was like,
I just essentially live, you know, and Craig.
And Craig picks it up.
He takes what he wants. He takes what
like
he wants.
It's like a Siri.
And it's very niche.
He's like in like Alexa, you know, he just kind of hears
you're
him
like
talk.
Alexa, erase cache, erase the memory. I don't know. If I had randomly said that I wanted to do something like that and you were like, we're going to play with penguins or like feed with penguins, I'd be like, hell yeah. And it's in a random place.
I just think that your delivery for it was, I mean, does this mean anything to you? That is amazing.
She's just like, no.
No, I appreciate your thoughtfulness so much. And right. Because I feel like I give gifts too with like thoughtfulness. But I think clothes and accessories are thoughtful.
She handled it very nice and was like, Craig, I love that this is how your brain works. And it's so thoughtful. But like, I...
Craig.
She goes, why don't you... She was like, why don't you take Sierra? This will be something fun for you two to do. And I was like, then why did you say this? Why did you say that? And I remember when she said it, it was with such conviction. She was like, I'm going to brush a hippo's teeth one day. And in my head, I was like, I'm going to make that happen for her.
I mean, I am laughing.
Dangerous land animal. Let's do it.
I'm laughing at you, Craig, because of the delivery and because of like how excited that you were to give it to
her.
It's
the exact same.
What are you talking about?
It's the exact same thing that happened with Johnny Cash last year.
Not for the thoughtfulness, man. The thoughtfulness gets a high grade. It gets like an A-.
I'm looking at the Johnny Cash photo right now, actually.
Yeah, I knew that you were, man, because it's been wrapped in fucking cellophane in that room since you gave it to me. Because she gave it back to you. Johnny Cash. Wait, hold on, you froze. Yeah, that looks like someone took a picture, a headshot to join the Sopranos, and they were like, well, we'll just pretend that it's Johnny Cash.
Paige said it's the creepiest photo ever.
It is not creepy.
Oh, what a fun episode. Thank you, Paige.
Good times.
Being good here. Time. I can't wait to post the picture with like her with the big like.
Yeah.
It's like a car wash thing.
I feel like I want to find y'all a comically large fucking toothbrush so I can add to this experience.
Or you should just come. Cincinnati, if you're looking to have a live show.
I thought you'd never ask. Perfect. Well, with that being said, that concludes this week's episode of Pillows and Beer. Good to have Craig back in the loop because only he can bring us such enjoyment with his Christmas gifts. We will see y'all next week. And and we'll also see you on the road next week. Goodness gracious. Boston, you're up first.
Boston and New York. So we've got... Yeah, go to pillowsandbeer.com, see what we have left. Boston, couple tickets, and then New York, the 4 o'clock show, New York City, with our special guest, Paige. And then for you 8 o'clock people, we have also very special guest, which will be unveiled on stage.
Revealed. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not good with vocabulary. All right.